This is a CKTZ News update. The Village Commons in downtown Manson's Landing on Cortez Island is ready for boots-on-the-ground development following extensive community input. It's overseen by the Cortez Island Community Foundation. Executive Director Manda O'Fox-Gillespie says a plan is now in place thanks to work done by the Cortez Community Economic Development Association.
I think that probably most people now who live in and around Cortez are starting to be able to say, oh yes, I know where the Village Commons is, which I would say is the first big success, right? Because a year ago, I don't think anybody had any idea about the Village Commons land. And now all of a sudden, people are starting to recognize this as a space. And so far, what that space is, has been a seasonal tent, a social profit pod where different nonprofit workers can have a mini workspace, and a little shed where there is equipment such as chairs, tables, and tents so that people can more easily do or offer outdoor activities, etc. And all of what's there has happened in part thanks to partnerships with the Cortez Community Economic Development Association, who has been stewarding that land for the last number of years. And thanks to that stewardship, we have this awesome community plan. That community plan had input from numerous island residents. It took part over multiple workshops where people were invited to give feedback on what they wished they had in their kind of downtown Manson's area, what kind of resources they wished they had or they felt like they most needed. But it's still really very first level, right? There's still not a lot of permanent infrastructure in that spot. The Community Foundation, we are super fortunate to have gotten to take over the stewardship of that land in December, January, and to inherit these amazing proposals built around that first plan, these amazing proposals that went out thanks to the incredible work of Kate Madigan and the Cortez Community Economic Development Association. Those grant proposals went out and now they are pending funding to help us get to the implementation of that first part of the plan. So you might wonder, what is implementation of the first part of the plan going to mean? And it means that within 2 years from now, when you hear Village Commons, that is going to be a space with permanent infrastructure that includes a large outdoor gazebo-like space where there will be able to be many people and hopefully many people with a kind of amphitheater space around it so that we could gather together and listen to concerts or maybe an outdoor theater show, etc. There will also be a market area where we'll be supporting small businesses to get to the next level of market space, and where there will be this sort of boardwalk area where market vendors can spread out from the SCA Manson's Hall area all the way into this Village Commons area. There will also be, we're so excited to be able to work with the Clahoos First Nation, and there will be an Indigenous carver who is going to create a welcome pole, our first current times welcome pole in Manson's Village. So those are just some of what is going to happen over the next little bit. But perhaps most exciting to me is that there will also be the phase two plan into place. And that's where we basically take the sketch of the first step of what are some of the needs that we have in the village and how could some of them come into the space. We're going to be realizing that. Now, the next level of the plan is to look at more detail how to create a vibrant center that is actually accessible and useful all season long, right? All seasons long. So throughout the year, all week long, winter included. And how we work really well with our partners, because our partners and stakeholders, because as anybody who knows who's ever been down to Manson's Village, there's a lot of different nonprofits that steward different areas of land there, all of which who kind of overlap with each other. So the Village Commons, in order for it to make sense and be a place that people want to visit, is going to have to integrate really well with the Southern Cortez Community Association's Manson's Hall space, as well as work really well with the Rainbow Ridge and future elements of the Housing Society. And of course, work really well with all of our other nonprofit partners that are in that area, the radio station, for one, and et cetera. That is our goal, is to have that be a center for all those and to work really well with all the individual members of the community.
Okay. I was just going to say, Amanda, it sounds like quite a job for coordination. How will this come about?
So it's going to come about because there's going to be a person who helps make that come about. So many good things. This will be shepherded along by an individual, and that's what we're hiring right now, is a part-time 2-year coordinator, vision realizer for this project.
Okay, so essentially a project manager.
Yep.
Okay, and then how quickly are you hoping to get that person in place?
Really quickly. The job is open now. It'll be open for about another week. So right now we're hoping to be able to close that around May 10th. The reality is we're going to be interviewing and accepting resumes until we find the perfect fit. And then we are going to have that person in the job and hopefully running by early June.
Okay, it's a big sandbox. A final question, Amanda O'Fox Gillespie, and that is, help the Cortez community and others understand basically the difference and the integration of the roles between the Cortez Island Foundation and the Cortez Community Economic Development Association, because I think sometimes there's confusion about what each entity does and then how they work together.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. I love that question. I work for the Cortez Island Community Foundation, and that is who is now shepherding the land and hiring this position. But we are doing that in partnership with the Cortez Community Economic Development Association, otherwise known as CEDA. And CEDA is the one who previously shepherded this land. And I would say there's a couple practical differences that probably don't matter to anybody else but the CRA between the Community Foundation and CEDA. It includes things about we're a charity and they're a society, etc. We are a body who can hold money and endowments, etc., and then grant it out, which is not something that most societies or charities can do. But on the practical level, I feel like most people don't care about any of that other than the CRA, maybe. I think in the human level, we're about to see CEDA really become an even more integral player in the community. And CEDA came out of Chibata, which was the Business and Tourism Association on Cortez. And with a growing understanding that we are a lot more than just our tourism and our tourism economy, that we are also a community that needs small business support and economic development and someone to shepherd all sorts of aspects of what it means to develop economically as a community. That's where CEDA came from. And CEDA is continuing to help grow into those areas. Where is the potential within economic development? They're also the founders and the home of the Cortez Investment Co-op, which is a way to start providing small investments directly to small businesses and enterprises like that on Cortez. The Community Foundation plays more in the nonprofit community organization, social profit world, where we help to both look at the whole island and see who's most vulnerable, whose needs are not being met, where are there opportunities to do more with that. And then we help figure out ways to partner with all those different community groups, whatever they are, whether they're just grassroots groups, whether they're co-ops, whether they're nonprofits, or whether they're other charities, to help them fulfill their missions of caring for our entire community, to help them fundraise, to help grant to them, and to help them be as effective as they can be. And then we've gotten involved with quite a few projects, as people know, from the Cortez Island Academy to now the Village Commons, etc., because we try to step in and basically incubate projects that we think are of high need on the island and get to them to the places where they can flourish on their own.
Okay, Amanda, thank you so much for that clarification. I think that really helps to describe what each entity does and then how they work together. And really, in the community as a whole, I just want to wish you best of luck with the next phase of the Village Commons development and for taking the time once again to speak with CKTZ News and to say that we will look forward to getting further updates as the project moves along.
Wonderful. I look forward to being able to give you further updates and to having another partner who will be giving the updates as well.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.